Our first scripture reading today is from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where the thieves do not break in and steal. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
I thank you, God, Lord. I ask that you speak through me, God. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people. Let this word be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So good morning again. I have a sermon that you all know how much I like to listen to music, and I get all my sermons from songs. So this sermon is definitely from a song. But before I get into my sermon, I'm going to sing, and I'm going to ask that you all would join me. You know this song, and I asked my sisters to sing extra loud because we always sing together. So I want you all to join me in this song this morning. He's got the whole world in his hands. Because he does. He has us all in his hands. And if you'd sing with me today, we're going to sing that, and then I'll get into my sermon this morning. But he has the whole world in his hands. He's got 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 you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Amen. Amen. He has us all in his hands. Amen. And doesn't that make you feel good to just sing that song? It always brings me a little joy. Just knowing that he's got me no matter what, no matter what comes, no matter what may, he's got me in his hands. He's got me right in the palm of his hand. And my sermon today is called My Life is in Your Hands. And that's what I want to talk about. Our lives are in God's hands, no matter what circumstance comes, no matter what trial we may be going through. Our lives are in his hands. And so it's a song also. This title is a song by Kurt Franklin. So I couldn't sing that because I'm not really a singer, but I do love to sing. But so I wrote the words down, and I'm going to read them to you because it really touched and blessed me. And then we'll go on into our scriptures and so forth. But I just want you to know that no matter what comes, no matter what you're going through, God has you. Right in the palm of your hand, of his hand. He's so concerned with us and everything that concerns us. So the words say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what comes my way, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry, and you don't have to be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles don't last always, for there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what comes my way, my life is in your hands. Aren't we glad for that today? No matter what comes our way, no matter what you may be going through, our lives are in God's hands. He's got us. He's got the whole world in his hands, is what the song said. He's got us. No matter what our situations may be, our lives are in our hands. It's in his hands. our struggles, our troubles, our children, our parents, whatever it may be that's worrying you, our health. Amen. All of it. He's got it in his hands. Isaiah 49 and 16 says, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. Your walls are ever before me." He's got us in the palm of his hand. I like to think of it that way, like a tattoo. You know how we get a tattoo? Or I haven't, but some people do get tattoos. They never go away, right? They're always there. We are engraved in his hand like a tattoo. Your situation, he loves us so much. When he's thinking of you, he's got you engraved in the palm of his hand. So every situation that you may be going through today, every trouble, every trial, he's got you right in the palm of his hand. And it's important that we begin to realize that. It takes so much stress away when we're going through things. I think of when I was sick. I talk about it a lot because it was such a big part of my life. But when I was first diagnosed, I was just so in shock. I didn't expect it. I was really quite young, in my opinion. I was about 40, and I just thought, that's really young for this diagnosis. And I stressed, and I worried, and I didn't know what was going to happen. And I had my son was young, and I was caring for my parents, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know. And it was harsh treatment and so forth. But I had to come to a realization that no matter what happens, my life, God, is in your hands. No matter what I go through, my parents are in your hands. My son is in your hands. All the things that are concerning me while I'm going through this, it's in your hands. And who's better hands for it to be in? Amen. He's got the whole world in his hands, and he's carrying us and he's taking care of us. But it's just so important today that we know he's got us right in the palm of his hands. I keep saying it so it'll stick. It'll stick that when the enemy comes to tell you, oh, you're not going to make it, oh, this is it, you can say, nope, my life is in God's hands. And regardless of how it goes, it's in his hands. He controls life. Amen. So he's got us all right in the palm of his hands. He's got our lives, our troubles, our situations, our children. I think about, gosh, how much we go through with our children. And then when we're about middle age, we go through it with our parents. Amen. We don't think about it, but I think of it was the same situation when my parents were coming towards the end of their life, and I'd done everything I could think of to take care of them, to make sure they were okay. I had to come to a point where I sat on the couch and I said, you know what, God, my life is in your hands and their lives are in your hands. You love them more than I do because you're God. You created us. So it's in your hands. And I had to truly turn it over. And that's what I want to encourage you today, that whatever you're going through, there are so many things that we all are going through in this life. There's so many trials that come our way. There's so many situations. We have financial. You get something, how am I going to pay this? I have everything set out the way it's supposed to go, and then something unexpected comes. How am I going to take care of this? But truly, when we put it in his hands, he finds a way. I think about when we were very young. Well, kind of young. I was still in elementary school, I think. But my father, I told you he'd been injured at work, and we lost all of our income for more than a year. My parents, I don't know how they did it. I still think about it. Six kids, but they made it work because my mom had come to, she's such a woman of faith. She had come to that conclusion long ago. Our lives are in your hands. And we watched for a whole year. She taught us. I truly say I learned my faith walk that year when we were younger. I learned that you trust God. And he's going to bring you out. You have to trust him. When we had no income, we had no money coming in. And they kept six children and two adults alive for almost a whole year because God took care of them. He supplied. He would send in people to bless them just when it was needed. And so I have no shame in that, because I know if God is sending you something, you better take it. God is sending it. We can't be too proud. You know, he doesn't really like a proud spirit anyway. Oh, no, I'll do it on my own. No, sometimes he's sending us help and we have to take it. Why? Because our life is in his hands. So he's saying, look, I see what you're going through. I'm sending this to you. So don't be so proud not to take. So don't be too proud to take what God is sending. If he's sending something to help you, if you're going through and he sends someone, let me take care of you today. Let me drive you. Let me go with you to the doctor. Whatever it may be. It just may be that you need that, And it's okay. Our lives are in His hands. And He's sending help. He's sending you help when you need it. Take it. Please take it. That's my encouraging word. Please take it. It's okay. Because He's got you right in the palm of His hand. He's concerned and He knows everything you are going through. It's not a surprise. He doesn't wake up and go, oops, I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm sorry. I hit That's the loudest you've ever heard me. There you go. But He doesn't wake up and He doesn't say, oops, I didn't mean for that to happen. Amen. He knows and He's working it out. Our lives are in His hands. Matthew 28 and 34. And He kind of tells us, He's telling us this. Jesus is telling us in Matthew 6, 28 through 34. And it says, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That speaks volumes. He's telling us, I've got you. I know. If I care about the flowers in the field and I make sure that they bloom, if I care about the birds, if I care about those things, how much more are you to me is what God is telling us. How much more are you than just those simple things? Any concern, He's telling us, seek me first. Seek me, and I'm going to take care of all of the rest of it for you. My mother used to tell us that. She would say, if you take care of God's business, He'll take care of yours. And I live by that. And I was just telling my sister that now she's been gone for a year, and I truly did take care of her and all of those things. And I watch God come back and be so faithful to me in this last year. I watched how He promised if I took care of her, who was a woman of God, if I took care of the ministry, which I helped with, He would take care of me. And He has established me in a life that I would have never dreamed. And so He does it. So why are we worrying? That's all I'm saying. We don't have to worry, is what the word said. Don't worry. Don't be concerned. Joy comes in the morning. That's what that song said. And that's why it blessed me today. Just to know it comes in the morning. Just hang in there. God's got us right in the palm of His hand. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. That's what He promised. He's going to be with you in our darkest times. He's with us. I remember when I came through, after I came through chemo and all of that stuff and radiation, all of that. It was about a year or so after I'd gone through all of that. And I was sitting just thinking about it. And I'd met another young lady who had gone through, and her journey was harder than my journey as far as the side effects and so forth. And I was just sitting thinking, and I felt so strongly the Spirit on me. And He said, it's like the footprints in the sand. He said, when you went through that, I was carrying you. I took it. I took the brunt of that for you. Isn't that wonderful to know? He does that. He took the brunt from me. Why? Because my life is in His hands. He had a call. He knew I needed to be here now. Amen. To be here at Broadway Christian now. Amen. And He kept me and He carried me through. And so I thank God for that. I have to stop and just praise Him. I thank Him that He brought me through that. But I want to encourage you today that your life is in His hands. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. And I know worry comes. It does. That's a part of life. But we can always turn back to Him knowing just what He said. If you take care of what I need you to do, you're out and you're blessing others and you're telling people how good God is, I'll take care of you. That's all he asks of us, is to just be a witness to Him that He's a good God. Sharing, you know what? Like I love to share, because you can't stop me from telling people that He healed me. I don't care what anyone says. I know God healed me. And so you can't stop me. I'll be in the grocery store. You know what? I'm a cancer survivor because God blessed and healed my body, you know. And so that's what He wants us to do, just to let people know. When you see someone that's down and out, you be a blessing to them. Help them. Encourage their spirit. Man, you'd be amazed how much a smile does. how much a smile does to lift people up. And that's all he's asking. If you take care of his business, he'll take care of yours. He'll keep you. Your life is in his hands. Amen. Proverbs 3:5-6. Just another example of how he has us right in the palm of his hand. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. And I know that's a common verse and that we hear it often, but it says volumes. It speaks volumes. To trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Haven't we always wondered sometimes, why did this happen to me? You know, we have to be honest. You go, why me? I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I know truly when I didn't question it very much, but the first thing I did think was, man, God, I tried to really live. Why? You know, and then my life is in your hands. I had to give it to him, but I did wonder why? What's this? What is this? And it's a lesson that I had to learn, but we do wonder that. But he tells us, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, knowing that he's our God. He's got us right in the palm of his hand. He's control of our lives. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. He will keep you. He will love you. He will hold you. He will guide you. He will direct you. And that's it. We just have to put our trust in him. Trust in the Lord. That's what the word says. Trust in the Lord. I have one final scripture. I think I'm at my final scripture. Yes. Matthew 28:19-20. And I've been saying it all day because it's one of those that I lean and depend on that I know he's going to be with me. Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And that I tell myself, he's with me until the very end. No matter what happens, no matter what comes my way, is what the song said. My life is in his hands because he's with me until the very end, until the very end. And my mom used to say that he goes with us right to the end and he's with us no matter what is going on. You can trust and know that until the very end of life, God is with you and you're his favorite. How about that? Isn't that cool to know? I'm his favorite. We all are. But in his mind and in his sight, we're his favorite. And so what is it like? Has anyone ever been the favorite in the family? Not me. She was. But I tell you what, he's got us just like that, just like that. And so as I'm closing out, I want to just encourage you today to know your life is in his hands. Whatever you might be going through, whatever distress, whatever bad news you may have gotten, whatever your family, we worry about our family. We worry about our children, our grandchildren, you know, our parents. Like I said, there's some that get in that middle where you're worrying about your children and your parents and you're carrying all of that. But you know what? Our lives, their lives, they're all in God's hands. So we can rest, sleep at night, knowing, working it out. He's got us. He's got us engraved like a tattoo in the palm of his hand. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. We give you praise, honor, and glory. You're worthy. You're a wonderful God. And we thank you that you are holding us, God, that you love us so much, God, that you are concerned with everything that concerns us. We thank you. And God, today we give it over to you. We hand those stresses, God. We hand it over to you to take and you work it out. We give it to you and we take in its place your peace. We take in its place your love, and we thank you for it. God, we're asking today, Lord, that you would bless those that were on our prayer list. We pray for them again, God, that you would bless and heal those going through floods, and Lord, that you would send recovery to those who have had to go through any kind of natural disaster. And Lord, we thank you for those who've received diagnosis, God, that were unexpected, but God, that you are the healer and that you are with us until the very end. We thank you and we give you praise today, God. And we're asking, even as we go out into this week and that it's so hot, God, that you would be our protector and keep us safe, Lord, that no harm will come to anyone here from the heat, God, and that you will even minimize it, that it won't be so hot, that it won't affect and take lives. We're asking that you be in the midst of that. And we thank you. We praise you, God. We love you. We honor you. We adore you today. There is no one like you. We lift your name on high. You're so wonderful, so wonderful. God, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.